Okay, today's daf is Nida Daf Lamed Beis. We are holding on Daf Lamed Aleph Lamed Beis. We are at the beginning of the fourth parak of Maseches Nida. Today's shir is sponsored by Jason Salzberger in honor of his brother Matthew and sister-in-law Naomi's wedding on Tuesday. And we wish the Salzberger family a tremendous mazel tov, and thank Jason very much for the sponsorship. And today's shir is also sponsored by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children. And we thank him very much again for the continued sponsorship. So we are holding on Daf Lamed Aleph and Beis. We're about to begin the fourth parak of Maseches Nida. The parak is going to discuss three basic topics. Number one, we're going to talk about the dinim of different dam that a woman has, like the dam or different women have, like the dam of Benos Kutim, and Stukim, and non-Jewish women, whether such dam is metame, what level of tumah it has, dam tohar of a Jewish woman during the days of tohar after her yimei leida, and what the din is when she's tame because of some other source. She's tame because she's a mitzora. So what impact does that have on her dam tohar? The second thing we're going to discuss is dam haba machmas koshi aleida, that you have dam that comes because of birthing pains. So in what situations do we assume it's tar? What situations do we assume that it is tameh? And then the third topic is the Yemei Haziva, the Yud Aleph Yom Shebein Nida Lenida, the 11 days that a woman is eligible to become a Zava rather than a Nida, and whether there's Kvias Veses during Yemei Haziva, and that's going to lead us into other discussions relating to Vestos. So first thing we're going to discuss, our Mishnah is going to talk about Benos Kutim, the idea that Kutim, whether Kutim are tameh, and at what age they are eligible for Tumas Nida. The Gemara is going to discuss how we know such a halacha that they're eligible at such a young age, and whether there's a difference between Benos Kutim and regular Jewish women, and why there should be a difference. The Gemara is then going to talk about Tumah of men, whether that the Tumas of men are noig biktanim, meaning a man can become a Balkari, a man can become a Zav, but the way a man experiences Ziva and a woman experiences Ziva are entirely different from each other. So what's the halacha as far as a man at a very young age? Because we're going to be talking about a woman at a very young age as well. And then the Mishnah mentions this line, that kutim ar metame mishkav tachton ke'elyon. So we're going to discuss what exactly that means, that tachton ke'elyon. So let's begin the Mishnah. Kutim, just a little bit of background, were goyim that the Melech Asher brought from the city of Kuta and from other places, and they settled in the Shomron, and they were Megayer because of fear of lions that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent. And the story is told in Sefer Melachim Beis, and there's a Machlokas Tanoim at the end of Maseches Kiddushin, whether the Kutim are Gerei Emes or they're Gerei Arayos, meaning was their Gerus only as a result of the Pachad that they had from the lions, and therefore their Gerus was not really a true and valid Gerus, meaning, or were they Gerei Emes, meaning that originally they were full-fledged Gerim, and now they later became Rishaim, but they have a din of Jews who are Rishaim. And when they found a Demus Yonah on top of Har Grizim, that the Kutim were worshipping this Demus Yonah, so they started considering them like Ovde Kochavim. So, or do we say that they have a din of Goyim Gemurim, that there was nothing to talk about, that the entire time the whole Gerus was a hoax, it was not really a valid Gerus. So our Gemara, our Mishnah is going to work with the assumption Tosfos points out on Lam Beis Amud Aleph that the Kutmar Gerei Emes, that their Gerus was valid, and the Chachamim were extra machmir when it came to Dine Nida, because the Kutim would darshan psukim kipshutam, they would just darshan the pasuk pshat of the pasuk, which leads to messing up a lot of things as far as Tuma and Tahara are concerned. So because of all those kilkulim that happened to the Kutim as a result of their refusal to darshan the psukim based on the Torah Shebal Peh, so they had to make special gzeros on the Tuma of the Kutim. So says the Mishnah, Benos Kutim nidos me'arisasan. They become a nida even when they're very, very young, when they're still in the crib, from the moment that they're born. The Benos Nachrim are metamos midrabanan only when they're Benos Shalosh, only when they're 3 years old. That's a Gemara Maseches Avodah Zarah. We're talking when the Likutim were machzik b'Torah, and they were medaktik in many mitzvos, like Jews are, but then they found the Demusiona, Barosh HaGrizim, that they were Oved, so they made them like Nachrum Gemurim, as far as everything is concerned, both as far as Tumah and Tara, and both as far as the other Dinei Torah, and there's no difference between them and Nachrum, according to the Rambam, in the Perush HaMishnayis. But the way the Rambam understands it is, we're talking about them initially, that the Baros Kutim, we treat them as Nidos Me Arisasan. When they're little babies, they already have a status of a Nida. Va'kutim Mitame Mishkav Tachton Ke'elyon, and the Kutim themselves, they're Mitame, that which they are on top of, that which they are sitting on top of, that or lying on top of, like Elyon. So the Gemara is going to explain, it means Ke'elyon Ushal Zav, that just like a Zav is Mitame, that which he carries, that which is on top of him, but he's Mitame it in the sense that it becomes a Rishon Lutuma, the Zav is an Avatuma, that which goes on top of a Zav is a Rishon Lutuma, so the Kutim are Mitame, they're Mishkav, only as a Rishon Lutuma, not as an Avatuma. Why? Mipnei Shehein Boale Nidos, because the Kutim are all assumed to be Boal Nidos. The reason why they're considered to be Boal Nidos is because Vein Yoshvos, I'll call Dam V'dam, because they assume that women become a Nida with any kind of Dam, any color of Dam that they see, whether it's Dam, whether it's red Dam, which Taka is true that the woman would become a Nida, or even Dam Yarok, which we assume Dam Yarok, if there's yellow discharge. So we assume that that's not Metame in Isha at all, but the Kutim assume it is, and that leads to Takala, because what happens if a woman sees Dam Yarok? So we would say, ignore it, it's nothing. They would say, oh, she just became a Nida. And what's the Torah, what does the Torah say about a woman that becomes a Nida? 7 days of Tumah. You have to start counting from the time that the Nida starts, 7 days. Even if she bleeds for all 7 days, by the end of the 7 days, as long as she stops by the end, she can go to the mikvah. So what happens if a Kuti woman were to start bleeding on Sunday, now were to see Dam Yarok rather on Sunday and Monday, and then Tuesday she starts seeing red Dam? So the Kutim say, oh, the clock started on Sunday for her 7 days. So by Matzah Shabbos, she's ready to go to the mikvah. But the real halacha is that she's a Nida until Tuesday. So because of that, because of their chumrah, that they're machmir and dam yarok, they're all boalei nidos, because it messes up their entire cheshbon. Ve'im chayavin alein al bias mikdash, someone who wears the begadim that a kuti lied on, or that a kuti covered himself with, and enters the base of mikdash, is not chayiv to bring a karban. And the insarfen aleim es truma. If those begadim touch truma, you don't burn that truma like it's truma tameim neishet tumas on safek. Because any time we're dealing with them, the whole tuma is a safek status. We don't know for sure whether the wife of that kuti was a nida when he was boel her. Maybe she never saw dam yarok. Maybe she only saw dam adam. In which case, obviously, he would have done everything right. So we can't know for sure that they're boalei nidos. When the Mishnah says that minastam they're tameos, that's a gzeiras chachamim. So Rashi understands that when it says ve'in chayav ve'in sarfin, it's going on the ratio of benos kutim nidos me'arisasan. And Rashi's bothered that the ratio sounds like minastam they're tameos. So he says that you have to say that it's a gzeira midirabanan. But the end of the Mishnah, the other possibility is that the end of the Mishnah is going only on the Kutim being Mitami Mishkav Tachton Ke'elyon, but that's also a discussion that might only be a Svek Sveka. Okay, but let's leave it at that. So says the Gemara, the Mishnah says that Benos Kutim are Nidos Me'arisasan. Sounds like that's a din that is not true by Benos Yisrael, that by regular Jewish women you're not going to have such a din. Say, Echidami, well, what exactly are we talking about over here? Ida Kachazion Afilu Didanami. If they see Dam, then that's true of everyone. It's true of Benos Yisrael as well, we're going to see soon. V'idaloka chazion, and if we're talking about Katanos that never saw Dam, did Tunami lo. So the Benos Kutim shouldn't be Tame either, Me'ari Sasan. So it can't mean that Benos Kutim are more likely to see Dam when they're babies, when they're infants. So what does this mean? What are we talking about? What's the special Gezerah about Benos Kutim that's not true about Benos Yisrael? So answer the Gemara, Amar Rava Bar Rav Huna, Amar Rav Sheshes, We're talking about in a stam case where we don't know if they saw dam or not. In such a case, we assume b'nos kutim are tamei, because since there are a minority of b'nos kutim that are tamei, we're choshesh on each of them that they may be part of that miut, and that's why we say that they're all tamei. So why are we choshesh for a miut of katanos and a row of dam? So the Gemara is going to have to explain, and also why by b'nos Yisrael are we not choshesh? Meaning, for whatever reason, we're choshesh lemiut over here. If we are, we should be choshesh lemiut by b'nos Yisrael as well. So it says Gemara, man tana dechayesh lemiut. First, let's start with why are we choshesh lemiut over here? Who's the tana that says that we're choshesh lemiut? Meaning, normally the klal is that we're holchem achar harov. So the klal also is that a stam mishnah is Rabbi Meir. So and the mishnah of kutim geirei emes is also Rabbi Meir and Baba Kama. But the Gemara still asks who is the Tana of the Mishnah, even though it seems very reasonable that it should be Rabbi Meir, because the Gemara assumes that there's no Tana that is in the question. The Gemara is assuming the Ritva writes that there's no Tana that's Choshesh Lemiuta. So we're saying Man Tana the Chayesh Lemiuta. Says Gemara, no, it actually works out very well. Rabbi Meir, who happens to be the author of Stam Mishnah, and he's also the author of the Stam of Kutim Gerei Emes, he actually holds that we're Choshesh Lemiuta. So it fits very nicely. Where do we find Rav Meir holds that we're choshes lemiuta? Titania, the Brisa tells us as follows: katan uketana. You have a katan uketana, yavam katan or a yavama that's a katana. Lo choltsin v'lo miyavnim. Neither of them is able to be mekayim the din of chalitza or yibum. Divrei Rav Meir, that is shitas Rabbi Meir, that both of them are ineligible for chalitza or yibum. So Amr lo the Rav Meir, the Chacham said to Rav Meir, yafa marta shein choltsin. I get that a katan can't do chalitza. Ish kasuv b'parsha, because in the parsha of chalitza it says ish, right? It says lo yachbos ha ish lakachas es yivimto. So from that lashon, it sounds like only an ish can pater the yivama b'chalitza, but a katan cannot pater. He's not an ish. So and that a yivama katana also I get umakshinun ish al ish, because the Torah makes a hekish between the yivama and the yavam, because it says va'also yivimto hasha'ara. So that hekish teaches us that just like the yavam has to be a gadol, the yivama has to be a gedola as well in order for chalitza to work. So that I get umat ham in yabmin. But the question is, why can't they do yibum? By yibum, it doesn't say ish. By yibum, there's no miyut to tell me that they dafka have to be gedolim. The Ritva raises the question that lechora, to the contrary, dafka by yibum it says ish, not kabi chalitza, because the words were v'im lo yachpotze ish lakachas es yivimto. Meaning, yeah, the pasuk is in regard to chalitza that you're going to do chalitza if what? If the ish doesn't want lakachas es yivimto, if the ish doesn't want to do yibum. So he suggests that since originally the Torah says yivama yavo aleha, sounds like it's even a katan. So it has to be that when the Torah says v'im lo yachpotze ish, it's because of the hemshich that goes into the discussion of chalitza. So it's saying v'im lo yachpotze yavam, which we already mentioned, the lakachas es yivimto. So and he happens to be an ish, then v'alsi yivimto ashar, and then you do chalitza. So that's how we understand that the ish is sort of transitioning into chalitza. That's how the Ritva explains. And but the yibum part sounds like it could be even a katan. So how do you get this idea? Where do you get this idea? Say the Chacham Tzvi Meir that a katan can't do yibum or a katana can't be involved in yibum. So I'm lahen a katan shem yimatzei sris katana shem yimatzei islandis. The concern is a katan can't do yibum because it may turn out that he's a sris and he's not rotwe to have any children, and since he can't be he has no mitzvah of yibum, so he's not able to do yibum. And a katana may turn out to be an islandess. As she gets older, she may never physically mature, and therefore, and by an islandess, there's also no mitzvah of yibum, because the pasuk says asher teleid, then that's prat la islandess, the Gemara in Yevamos Darshan. So since a sris and an islandess are ineligible for yibum, and we don't know, these are children, we don't know how they're going to physically turn out. V'nimtzu pogim be'erva shalom makom mitzvah. And that's a risky thing. If he's a sris or she's an islandess and they have bia with each other, so then it's achos ishto. It's eshes achiv rather. It's his brother's wife. Shalom b'makom mitzvah. That's a rayos. You know, we can't take such a risk. So because causes such chashashos, so katan katan are ineligible for yibum. How many kids turn out to be a sris or an islandist? Not the majority, it's only a miut. So that's Rav Meir, he's being choshesh lemiuta. V'rabbanan, the Rabbanan disagree with Rav Meir that hold the katan is able to be miyabim, and you don't have to worry about a sris. Zil basaru b'dektan, rov katanim, lav srisim ninu. Just follow the rov, the majority of katanim are not srisim. Zil basaru b'dektanos, rov katanos, lav islandist ninu. Follow the majority of katanos, the majority of katanos do not turn out to be islandists. So says Gemara, okay, but Eimer, disham le Rav Meir, miuta d'shchiach. I understand very well Rav Meir is going to be choshesh lemiuta when it's a somewhat common occurrence, like a sris and an islandist. Avol miuta d'lo shchiach, but something that's not at all common, like a baby, a little girl in a crib that's going to be Ramadan, mi shamatlei. Whoever heard of such a thing that we're going to be choshesh for such a teeny tiny miut? Rav Shachter just gave a chabura in yeshiva last week to the kollel about different types of rov. So there are like many, many different madrigals of rov. There's a, 51% rov, there's a super rov, there's a rov that's not a statistical, there are all sorts of, so there's different types of miut. There's a miut, there's a miuta, the miuta, the miuta. So how many girls are seeing dam when they're in the crib? Says Gemara, a lot more than you think. Hanami miuta deshkiachu. This is also considered a miuta deshkiach. Titania, Amrav Yossi, Maisa be'ein bol. There was a story in Ein Bol that a woman had a baby girl, that bilua kodim le'ima, and the baby, he had to go to the mikveh before the mommy went to the mikveh because the baby was Ramadan. So you say, okay, that was one story. Va'amarevi, Maisa Bebe Sharim. There was a story in Be Sharim, Vitbilua Kodam Lima, and they had to tovel her before her mother. Va'amarevi Yosef, Maisa Pumbadisa, Vitbilua Kodam Lima. So if just, off the top of our heads, the Gemara says we can rattle off three stories where it happened, it's obviously not as uncommon as you think. Someone told me once that they found blood in their daughter's diaper, and they said they called the doctor. The doctor said it's fine, that there's nothing wrong, but they said, is there like any halachic status of nida? I mean, if we had truma and taros or whatever, so then you have a shayla that we're talking about nida's Mary Sassen. We don't have such shaylas nowadays. She doesn't have a husband, so there's no nida labayla for a little baby. But it could come up sometimes. The person said that it was a result of the nursing that meaning it was just based on what she was ingesting. It wasn't obviously it wasn't nida, meaning she's a little baby, but that's the these kinds of things could possibly happen. So there's a fourth story, right, that we could add, that someone told me that they saw. So Bishlam Rabbi Yossi. So says Gemara, I understand Rabbi Yossi the Rabbi and the Maisim that Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi brought. I understand why they're matvil the tinokas mishum tumas eretz Yisrael. Why are they being matvil the tinokas? What are they worried about? The tumas need of a little baby? Well, the mainav kamina, because of tumas eretz Yisrael, the baby's going to come in contact with truma. El Rabbi Yosef, but the story of that Rav Yosef told, Rav Yosef is in Pumbatisa. Lomeli, why do they require a tevila, v'tinokes? V'amar Shmuel, ain't Shumas Chutzlaritz Asura el Misha Tuma Yotzim Gufo. Shumas Chutzlaritz is only going to be Asur Mishum Tuma for someone who is a Zav, a Zava, a Nida, that is Tuma Yotzim Gufo, v'hani mili ba'achila, av b'negiya lo. But that's only that someone who's Tuma is not allowed to eat Shumas Chutzlaritz. But touching Shumas Chutzlaritz is not going to passel it, so why do they have to be matvil tinokes? So if they want to anoint her with shemen shel truma, sicha has the same din as achila, so that's why as a nida she would not have been able to, if they wanted to put baby oil on her and the baby oil was truma, so that they wouldn't be able to put. It's an extra pasuk l'rabus esasach v'asashosa to come to tell me that that rubbing truma oil on or drinking Shemen Shal Truma is also a violation of Bakachim Lo Yochal Ad Asher Yitar, that you're not allowed to eat Truma while you're Tame. Shosa Lamali Krash Tia Bechlal Achila. Wait, I need an extra pasuk to tell me that you're not allowed to drink Truma? Of course you're not allowed to drink Truma. Shtia is Bechlal Achila. El Rabos Esasach Kishosa. No, it's coming to tell me a separate thing, that sicha is kishtia, that it's when one rubs truma on their skin, that is the same din as drinking truma. So just like drinking truma is asr minatara, so to sicha is asr minatara. The Rabbeinu Tam, quoted in Tosfos, says that it's only in asmachta, but minatara sicha is not kishtia. So he says Dafka Sicha Shemin Shal Truma, the Chum Aser for Zarim or for a Kohen who's Tamei B'Tumas Aguf, but Sicha of Shomin Chazir and of Chelev is Mutter. And even if you do it only L'Tanug, and certainly if you do it L'Tzarech Refuah, I mean, it was a major discussion in Poskim, are you allowed to have soap that's made out of non-kosher products? I mean, if you hold Mamish Sicha is Kishtia, so can you rub any product on your skin that is not kosher? Do you need to have Ashkacha on your soaps? That's the Chiddush of Rabbeinu Tam, is that it's not a problem to rub things on your skin that are not kosher, because Sicha Kishtia is only a din within Shemen, and only a din with Rabbanan, but also only a din in Shemen, not a din in other things. Not so pashut, by the way. It's a major discussion in Poskim, but not for now. Another possibility for the makar of Kishtia is from the following pasuk that they say about Esav Harasha in Tehillim, Matavu Kamayim Bikirbo V'Chashemen Ba'atzmosav, that the klala will enter his body like mayim that a person drinks, and into his bones like shemen that a person is sach. So you see that two halves of the pasuk, one talks about sicha, the other shtia, so you see that they're the same as each other. Okay, so once we tell us that kutim are nidos me'ari sasan, so the Gemara has to explain what's the chilik between benos kutim and benos Yisrael. Ihachi didanami. So you gave me a very good explanation that we're choshish lemiuta, and there is a miut of little babies that will see dam, and therefore we're choshish that benos kutim are nidos, but why aren't our babies nidos? So now darshinon isha v'isha. We darshin the extra vav in v'isha l'rabos ha'katana, and therefore chichazin mefarshi lehu. When our little girls will see dam, we'll keep truma away from them. So lo gozrubu rabbanan. So the rabbanan didn't have to make a gzeira that we assume that they're all tamei, because we'll know that their parents are going to be careful when they become tamei. But inu de lo darshi isha v'isha. But the kutim who don't have the drash from the extra vav l'rabos ha'katana, and therefore v'chichazin lo mefarshi lehu. When their little girls see dam, they're not mafresh them from touching kachim and from touching truma. So gazbu rabbanan, the rabbanan had to make a gzeira on their daughters. So my isha v'isha, what exactly is this drasha that we're referring to? The Tanya, the Brisa tells us as follows. The pasuk by Nida tells us v'isha kisi yezova dam yezova bivsara shivas yam tia b'nidasa. That's the pasuk that it says by Nida. So isha ein li ele isha. I would only know that if she's an adult. How do I know that even a little girl, Tamalomar, V'isha, that's the extra vav. So we see that even a little girl can become a nida. Alma ki marbi kras. So it sounds like when the pasuk is marba from the extra vav, bas yom echad marbi, that it's marbi even a one-day-old baby, or a minhu, but I'll ask you a stira from another brisa. The Torah says, V'isha asher yishkav isha sa shifazera v'rachatsu b'mayim v'tamada erev, a gzeres hakasav, that a woman becomes tamei by through Bia Isha, in the Eli Isha. I would only know that an Isha Gedola. Tinokas Bas Shalosh Shonu Biyamech Lebiya Minayin. How do I know that even a Tinokas that's 3 years old, that you were knowing Tumas Bia, Satam Lomar, Vi Isha? That's the extra Vav. So you see from the extra Vav, apparently we're only willing to include someone who's at the age of 3. So why by the Brisa about Nida are we already willing to include someone from the age of 1 day old? So I'm Rabbi Hilchson in Vesmachin Rabbanan Akrai. Really, these dinim, that Tumas Nida is knowing from the youngest age, and Tumas Bia is knowing when she's 3 years old, it's all Allah L'Moshe M'Sinai. But the Chacham just found these psukim as an asmachta. So one of the dinim, the Allah L'Moshe M'Sinai said 3, and the other din, Allah L'Moshe M'Sinai said 1. So says Gemara, Heikra v'hei Hilchsa. The Gemara understands that they're not both Allah L'Moshe M'Sinai. One of them is a legitimate drasha, and the other one is just an asmachta. So which is which? Which of these dinim is really the drasha, and which one is only from the Halach L'Moshe M'Sinai. So, Ilem Abbas Yomechad Hilchsa Bas Shalushan Yomechad Kra. If you want to tell me that the Bas Yomechad that we said by Nida, that's the Halach L'Moshe M'Sinai, but the 3-year-old thing about Tumas Bia, that's based on the Pasuk itself. So, Kra Stamak Siv. The Pasuk is just Stam. It just says Avav L'Rabos, even in a woman that's not a Gedola. And it doesn't say anything about what age you're going to draw the line at. So, it sounds like it's coming to include any katana, meaning why would I randomly choose a number of 3 years old? The Torah says Isha is Gedola. Vav tells me even a katana, but it doesn't say what age katana. Why would I just randomly choose an age? Ela bashalashon miyamechad hilchsa bas yomechad kras. So it must be the Pashut reading of the Pasuk is bas yomechad. The din of shalashadim is for Tumas Bia, that must be Allah Moshe Sinai. Umeachad hilchsa kra lamali. Well, once we have a din of bashalosh being metame bibia from Allah Moshe Sinai, which is not the mashmas of the Pasuk, why do I need Tumas Bia v'isha with the extra vav? What is it coming to tell me? Meaning, what's the Pasuk coming to add that I don't already have from the Halacha Moshim Sinai? Says one of the Mutei Ish Me'odam. It tells me that a man is not Tamei when he sees red, meaning the difference between the men and women, even though a man can also become a Zav, but not from the same thing that a woman becomes a Zav. A woman becomes a Zava when red, when Dam comes out of her. A man becomes a Zav when something white comes out of him. It's an entirely different experience. Vaditanya, and that which the Brisa tells us, that that we darshan from the Pasuk by Zava, the Pasuk says, V'isha ki Zov, Zov Dama, Yamim Rabim, Isha in the Ali Isha, Basa Sari, Yamim Ziva Minayin. How do I know that we're no hag, even a 10-day-old girl, with Tumaziva, Tamalomar, Vi Isha, the extra Vav? Lamali, why do I need that Pasuk? Ligmar Min Nida, shouldn't I just learn Zava from Nida? That if a Tinokas Pas Yom Echad can have Tumas Nida, so Tinokas Pas Asari, Yamim Shayach Betumas Ziva. So it says Marna Tzricha. The Torah needs to tell me the a separate makar for Ziva. Dikas Rahman Ben Nida, if it only would have told me that a little girl can become a Nida, have a minya Nida Mishum Dekhi Chazai Chad Yoma by the Mace of Shiva, I would say, yeah, because Nida is very Chamadigadin. Even if a woman bleeds for 5 minutes, she's going to be Tamek for 7 days. So Nida is much more Chamer than Zav, as opposed to Ziva, if she bleeds for 1 day, she's only tamei for 1 day. She's not tamei for 7 days. Aval zava di ichazai chad yom b'shomeres yom kenegid yom sagila is good enough to just observe 1 day to make sure that she's 1 day of tahara kenegid the day of tuma. Say emalo. I would think that a katana is not included in such a din. It's not such a chamer de kadin. So tzricha. That's why I need an extra pasuk to tell me that a katana is included in the dinim of ziva as well. V'licht of rachman b'zava v'lo ba'i benida. So let the Torah only say it by zava, and it doesn't have to tell me by Nida as well. Vanayadana, they're in Zava below Nida. And I would know that it's not possible to be a Zava without first being a Nida. Because the only way a woman can become a Zava is if her Yimei Ziva begin. How does she begin her Yimei Ziva? After Nidus is over. That's the only way Ziva can happen. So Ziva can only happen during the Yud Alef Yom, during those 11 days, Bein Nida L'Nida. But that can only happen once she's already been a Nida. So says Mar Enochinam, you're right. Just telling me that she's a Zava is enough to know that she can also be a Nida. Velakra Lamali. So why does the Torah say by Nida, V'isha, with the Vav? You don't have to tell me that a Katana could be a Nida. L'mu'utei Ish Me'odam is coming to tell me that a man is not metame if he sees red that comes out of his body, because the pasuk v'isha kisiya, that tumas nida is with only when she sees dam. That's only by an isha, but not by an ish. So isha could be to exclude kitana, or isha could be to exclude ish. So we're saying I already know from Halacha Moshe Sinai, or from its obvious, from Zav rather, that from Zava that a katana can be a Nida. So what's V'isha coming to tell me? So it's not the Vav is not coming to include a katana, rather it's coming to exclude an ish. But didn't we already have one miyut that tells me that an ish is already excluded from seeing red? One pasuk tells me that a man who sees shechva zera that's red is not tameh, and the other tells me that if he sees dam that's red, that he's not tameh, and that's why I need two separate drashas. It's interesting, we talk about these the ketanos that were brought to the mikveh before their mother, and that these girls at a very young age can become tameh. It sounds like we're talking about dinim darais over here. We're talking about halachal moshim sinai and drashas from psukim. The problem is, later on in the Masechta, the Gemara is going to make a drasha from the pasuk by Nida Bivsara, the Shmuel is going to make a drasha Achitargish Bivsara, or Rabbi Akiva's drasha Dam Velo Kesem. Meaning there are multiple drashas that tell us that a woman cannot become a Nida on a Daraisa level or a Zava on a Daraisa level unless there's also a Hargasha. So Rabbi Yashiv points out it's very hard to understand how can you assume that a Katana had a Hargasha, a one day old baby had a Hargasha. So he says, and furthermore, and the real kasha that he's dealing with, which is the kasha that we all have to deal with, is nobody has hargashas anymore. I mean, hargasha, the post can talk about that a woman feels that her uterus is opening up. A woman feels that she has like a mini seizure. Her body trembles when the dam leaves the uterus into, you know, through the cervix. No one feels that. People don't feel these things. So the Aruch HaShulchan is Mahalik. The Aruch HaShulchan says, of course they do. They just don't realize that they feel these things. But everyone feels these things. And he says it's like if a person urinates. At the beginning of urinating, you feel something opening up. But if you're not paying attention, you just say, no, I just feel that urine, you know, is coming out. But if a person is paying attention, a person is attuned to what their body is doing, they could feel something opening up. And that's the Psichas Pia Makar. He says, Mashal Ma'adavadam, that's what a woman is feeling when she gets her period. Okay, maybe yeah, maybe no. Rav Moshe was asked about this also, that women don't feel a psichas pia makar, and he says that he doesn't. While we can't easily define hargasha, women know when they're getting their period. And the fact that they know when they're getting their period, that means that they're feeling something, that they must have some sense of something, and that qualifies as hargasha. If a woman is shocked when she sees dam, you know, in her underwear or something, or on a sheet or something like that, so then that's not a hargasha, that's a kesem. But if she knows she's getting her period, so however she knows, whatever it is that's talking to her, that's telling her that she knows, that's a hargasha. Rabbi Yashiv says differently. Rabbi Yashiv says that no, the requirement for hargasha is only a woman who typically has a hargasha. A woman who typically doesn't have a hargasha doesn't need to have a hargasha. Meaning, another way of saying it is that hargasha is a simen, it's not a siva. Meaning that hargasha is not the definition of nida, which is really difficult to read into the sugya, but that hargasha is not the definition of nida, but it's a simen to indicate when a woman is a nida. And so a woman who never has hargasha, so it's obviously not a reliable simen. So for a katana, his rayas from our Gemara, that a katana, we assume, obviously she's never going to have a hargasha, or we wouldn't know if she does. So if she sees them, we can assume that she's a nida, even absent a hargasha. Okay, so now we're going to get into the tumah status of men. V'chein le'inyan zucharim. That just like by Nekeva, we said that katanos and abnos yom echad are included in the tumah of nida and of ziva. So by men also, ben yom echad also is included in ziva. Titania, the Brisa tells us, ish ish, the pasuk says ish ish ki yezav. So ma tamalomer, what's the pasuk telling me? Ish ish, when it repeats the word ish twice, the rabbis tinok ben yom echad she humetame beziva. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, to tell us that a tinok ben yom echad is metame beziva, according to Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher Rabbi Yochanan Baroka Omer ein sarich. I don't need to learn this from that pasuk because Harei Omer, the pasuk says la zachar l'nakeva. So we dash from la zachar kol shu zachar. La zachar means any male. Bein shu gadol, bein shu katan, whether he's a gadol or a katan, vila nekeva, kol shi nekeva, bein gadola, bein katana, whether she's a gadola or whether she's a katana. So Rabbi Shmuel says, im kein, ma tam lomer ish ish. If we learn it from the same pasuk, why does the pasuk have to tell me twice ish ish? So answer Rabbi Shmuel, dibra Torah kolash mene adam. Now that double expression is just the Torah speaking in the manner of speech that people do. So since people sometimes repeat themselves for emphasis, the Torah does so as well. Alma ki marbi kra ben yom echad marbi. So it sounds from the Braisa that when the Torah is telling me that even a katan could have tumas ziva of a man, it means even a ben yom echad, even a one-day-old baby. But Uriminu, I'll ask you, Steve, from another Braisa, when it talks about tumas keri, not tumas ziva, Pasuk says, v'ish ki seisei menu shichva zera, v'rachat v'naim is kol b'sar v'tamei l'arev. So we, ish, in li'ala ish, so we darshan, it also uses the word ish over there. So I would only know if it's a person's gadol already, over bar mitzvah. Ben Teisha Shonim V'yom Echad Minayin. How do I know that even a 9-year-old can become a Balkari? Tamalomar V'ish. The extra Vav comes to tell me that even a 9-year-old can become a Balkari. So you see that only a 9-year-old, not a 1-day-old. So why by Ziva do we assume that a 1-day-old can become a Zav? Samarava, Hilchsen, Inuves, Mechin, Rabban, Akrai. Just like we said by the Isha, we can say the same thing over here. That it's really Lach L'moshe M'Sinai, and the Din of Keri is knowing by a 9-year-old, and that's how Lach L'moshe M'Sinai, but we're just using the Pasuk as an Asmachta. And Rabban means to tell me that one of these dinim is halacha l'moshe m'sinai, and the other one is the mashmalus of the pasuk, and that's why it's not a stira between the two brisos, right? Just like we assumed before that one of them must be the actual drasha of the pasuk. So Gemara says, okay, but hey hilchsa veheikra, which one is the simple reading of the pasuk, and which the simple the actual drasha of the pasuk, and which one is only halacha l'moshe m'sinai? Ilema ben yom echad hilchsa uben teisha shanim yom echad kra. You want to tell me that the ben yom echad being mitam Beziva is halacha l'moshe m'sinai, and the 9-year-old being mitame bekeri is what we derive from the pasuk. Well, cross stomach siv. The pasuk just has an extra vav to tell me that at some point before bar mitzvah you're eligible to be balkeri. Mehechi tasty that it's a 9-year-old. Ella ben teisha shon miyamechad hilchsa. So it must be the 9-year-old becoming a balkeri. That's halacha l'moshe m'sinai. O ben yomechad kra, and the idea that a one day old can become a zav, that's derived from a pasuk. So, okay, good. Now that I know that a 9-year-old becoming a Balkeri is derived from Halacha L'moshe M'sinai and it's not included in the Lashon of the Pasuk, why do I need a Pasuk by Tumas Keri? V'ish. What does the Vav do in that Pasuk? L'mutei Isha Milovan. It comes to exclude a woman from Mamara Lovan, that if a woman sees white, she's not Tameya. In fact, when we want to give an example of something that's absolutely Tahar by an Isha, you know, when we talk about in Simon Kovtzadi, Neradeya, when it talks about Ksamin, and whether we're Mitzari, if different parts of a stain, so the Shulchan Aruch talks about if there's a large stain where there's red on one side and red on the other side, and Lovan in the middle. That's always the example that we give. Lovan is the prototypical Mara Tahar that you have by a woman. So even though for a man sees love and that's metamehin, a woman sees a white stain and mara lovan, and she's totally tahora. She's not tame at all. So normally the vav is l'rabos. Over here it's coming to be mema'it, right? Because there's nothing to be marbe. So normally we would say vav is l'rabos, something new. But we're saying no. It's l'mute isha miloven, because there's nothing meant to be. There's nothing left to be marbe. So lamali l'mitzvah b'zecharim. Why does it have to say by men ish to be marbe a katan ben yom lamali l'mitzvah b'nekevos? And why does we need a v'isha to be marbe bas yom echad for tumas nida and a bas asar yom for tumas ziva? The Torah could have just written by one of them, and I would have derived the man from the woman. Meaning, if a baby girl can become tame with whatever's nogeya to a woman, then a baby boy should also be able to become tame from whatever's nogeya to a man. Why do I need a separate pasuk for each one? Says Mar, I do. Tzrichi. Because of Rachmana Bizcharim, if the Torah only would have told me that a boy at a very young age and not a girl is Tameh, Mishum Demetamu Bereels could be Yam, I would say, yeah, a boy has certain chumras. There are certain chumras of a Zav that a Zavva does not have. Namely, that in order for a man to become a Zav who's going to require Shivitakim and a Karban, it could all happen in one day. If he sees three episodes of Ziva in a single day, he can have the full-fledged status of a Zav. A woman, it has to be on three consecutive days. It has to be spread over 3 days. So you see, there's an extra chumrah by men. I would think by a Nekeva, where there's no din of Re'ils Kibiyamim, that they're not included in the Tumas Ziva. Because of Rachmana ben Nekevos, and if it only would have said by Nekevos that she could become Tameh as a baby, Mishum Dekamitamu Ba'ones. Yeah, that's because there's an extra chumrah that women have, that they're Tameh, even if they see Dam, Machmas Ones. The Gemara is going to darshan this from Pasuk. He is of Zov Dama. Zov is Mashma any Ziva, Afilu Ba'ones. So Aval Zacharim, Delomitamu Ba'ones. But a Zachar is not Metameh if he sees Ziva Ba'ones. What does it mean, Ba'ones? It means that there's something we could attribute it to, that he ate a certain type of food and that led to this emission from his body. So Zav was not Metame Ba'ones, a Malo. I would think that we're not knowing the din of Zav on a baby. So Tzricha. That's why the pasuk needs both Limudim tell me that both by men and both by males and females that we're knowing the din of Tumas Ziva. Okay, but Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Kutam Etam Mishkav Tachton Ke'elyon.